This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This is the holiest season in the year for Muslims, Ramadan, a time of self-examination, increased prayer, fasting, and a time of giving. Najah Bazzi is author of The Beauty of Ramadan, a guide to the Muslim month of prayer and fasting for Muslims and non-Muslims. And she's the founder and president of Zaman International. Najah, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy. Nice to be with you.
Why is charitable giving such a central part of observing Ramadan? What's the belief behind that?
Well, we believe that God has ordained through religious scripture, both in Judaism and Christianity and Islam, this concept of tithing. And it becomes critically important. It's one of the pillars of Islam so that human equity is created in the world. So those who have not become more equalized with those who have.
And what kinds of help do Muslims offer people during Ramadan?
Well, the heart tends to be extremely charitable, but some of the favorite things that people tend to go to are care of the orphan, the needy, the homeless, the hungry. And then oftentimes if people are sick and need medical attention, something, you know, that they don't have access to, that would be another go-to.
So it might be somebody within the community, somebody, a neighbor, someone you'd know?
Right. It could be anyone, actually. And the charitable tithing, it tends to be very broad. It could be anything from dropping money into a can at a store to, you know, a tremendous amount of giving in the hundreds or even thousands of dollars.
And in your experience, in what you've seen, are there certain issues or causes or charities that people really gravitate toward during this month?
Well, I know at Zaman International, I'm getting bombarded with phone calls to feed people, and that seems to be the most common request. There is a need because we're fasting and we feel the hunger and the thirst of others, so naturally you're going to galvanize and gravitate to wanting to help people who are hungry. It's a natural fit for giving. But it's not limited to the hungry, and oftentimes people have a portfolio of giving, and they'll divide their money up. They may give to nonprofit organizations, they may give to the hungry, they may give to, you know, things that are dear to their heart, charities that are dear to their heart. They may decide to divvy their money up in a portfolio way.
And tell me more about your organization, about Zaman International.
Zaman means time. And it's about stewardship and how it is that we as human beings will spend our time in the service of others. We focus on marginalized women in Southeast Michigan living under $12,000 a year. And those women are marginalized in terms of abandoned, abused, divorced, widowed, or female heads of household who are trying to really make it on their own, taking care of their families. So we do food, clothing, shelter. And I'm happy to announce now vocational training and literacy.
So when people are looking to help and be extra charitable during Ramadan and realizing that you distribute food to the hungry, then it's a way of helping these women and their families.
Absolutely. Our clients are the beneficiaries of the generosity of these donors. And people find us, and it's not just in Southeast Michigan. I mean, our donor base is growing into 20 states. Muslim and non-Muslim, we're receiving checks from people who just want to help, and they're not fasting, they're not even Muslim. And so that's always very heartwarming when you see, you know, humanity crossing boundaries and just reaching out to one another. That's really the beauty of it.
Najah, what does all of this giving mean in Southeast Michigan, where most of Michigan's Muslims make their home?
Well, obviously, it helps to stabilize the poverty-stricken cities, but it provides hope. More than anything, you know, receiving this gift of food, a food box, even participating in the assembly of the food boxes and then the delivery of the food boxes, all of that, it's a feel-good for the donor, but then it's obviously, you know, a feel-good for the person who's receiving it. I often say that Ramadan is like Thanksgiving every day, or the Christmas spirit every day for 30 days of the year. Not that we're limited to our tithing during Ramadan, but it is kind of the chosen month to give.
I'm wondering about a sense of how important charitable giving is during Ramadan to our region. I'm wondering, is there a way to measure the impact, or has it been measured already?
It actually has been measured. I can't give you the exact research, but I know that the Pew has done a study on Muslim giving and philanthropy, and that we rank one of the highest in terms of philanthropy in our country. And I think that's a really important point, Cindy, to make, especially with, you know, the climate and ISIS and all of these tragedies that are happening, you know, around the world and in our country. It's very important that people understand that Muslims are not, you know, one type of person, and not all Muslims have these tendencies that we've been seeing recently, if those are even Muslims, I would say.
Najah Bazzi is the author of The Beauty of Ramadan, and she's the founder and the president of Zaman International. Thank you for sharing your work with us and also enlightening us to a side of Ramadan that I'm sure many people weren't aware of and will be glad to hear of.
Thank you, Cindy, for having me. God bless you.